All right, so we're going to try the sugya again. Mem aleph on the days in Pesachim. See if we can get any better the second time around. Gil, right? You were leaving on this.
This?
We were working on this one on the last day. Okay. So let's take it again. From the Tanur Rabbanan, Ochol Kezayis No Mibod Yom. Okay. Okay, so let's just get a quick review of what we're up to here. So the question is like this, right? There's the pasuk in the Torah by the Pesach says what? There's two pasukim, right? One pasuk is the mitzvah saseh about tzli, right? Tzli eitz al maso sumarom tohlu, right? Okay, so that's the first pasuk, and then that's the asay, and then there's the pasuk of the love. Al tohlu mimenu no uvoshel mavushem b'mayim ki im tzli eish, right? Okay, ki im tzli eish tohlu. Okay. Has it end? Kiyim Sliyesh? Okay. So we're dealing now with the question of the Lav. Correct? So the Bryce is like this. Go ahead. Ocho Kazayas no.
Ocho Kazayas no. Vyodion. Father. Kazayas no.
Okay, so no and mevushal are the only things that are the lavin that are expressed in the Torah. Okay, there's a question about whether the kiyum sliyesh is a lav at this point, but let's not consider the kiyum sliyesh. Let's just consider the no and the mevushal. So there's no difference between no and mevushal, right? I mean, when he mentions no, there's no difference between no and mevushal. Okay, so what's the question? Let's say you ate no. What is no, by the way? No is partial tzli, right? No is the tzli has begun, but it is not completed. So you ate it no mi ba'od yom. You might think that you'll get malchus, correct? Now that's the next braisa. This braisa is just telling you the fact, right? No mi'od yom is potter, and mishachashecha is chayev. Go ahead. Ocho kazayis tzli mi'od yom. Okay, so what's the first braisa? Have you ate it? No, in the daytime, you're potter from malchus. If you ate it no at night, you chayev malchus. And if you ate it tzli in the daytime, you don't pass yourself from the b'nei chabura. But if you ate it tzli mishachashecha, then you pass yourself from the b'nei chabura. Okay, so let's take the first half. So the first half is what? Rashi. Time and force to come me cry. Okay. And what about the second half? What's the inyan of passing yourself from the chabura? So there are two dinim in the achilas ha-pesach. One is that it cannot be eaten in two groups as one. And the other is what? It can't be eaten in two places. So what's the and we learn it from Babayas Echad Yeecho, and that means Chabura Chada. Doesn't mean just in one house, right? It means in the Chabura. So if you switch from Chabura to Chabura, that would be a problem of Shtei Mekomos. So what is this Braisa telling you? Achila Mibod Yom is not Achila. That's the Chiddush. Achila Mibod Yom Lav Achilahi. Umoter lecho mishetechshach im bnei chabura shenimne imohen. But if you ate it at night, even from the Pesach that you're Nimna on, then you can't eat it with the Chabura. So if you ate it alone first, right, then you can't eat it with the Chabura. Because that's considered like two settings. You're eating it in two settings. You have to eat, it has to be in, there can't be any change of setting in eating the Pesach. Okay. So what is the Braisa telling you essentially? So what's the essential information from this Braisa? That even though it's Tzli, right, it's the Korban Pesach, that's Tzli, and you ate it Mibod Yom, so we know you're not going to be Yotzei, right? We know you're not going to be Yotzei, you're the Mitzvah of Achilas Pesach, because the Mitzvah of Achilas Pesach is Balayla. But it's telling you that what? It doesn't have a shame achila. It doesn't have a shame achilas Pesach. What is Rashi saying? Lav achili. Achila mibod yom lav achili. Achila mibod yom lav achili. So it's true, you're not going to be Yotzei the mitzvah of achilas Pesach. But maybe you'll say, if there's a psul that's determined by achila, right? If there's a psul of achila, so maybe I'll be the achila bayom is a shame achila to create the iser of two chaburos. Kamash malon, it's considered nothing. It's not an achilas Pesach at all.
You can then eat with your chabur.
That's right. You can then eat with your chabur. Because Rashi says, "Achila mi ba'od yom lav achilei." U'motel lechol mishetech shachim bnei chabur shenim nimahen. Why? Because that is effectively the beginning of your achilas Pesach. If you started your achilas Pesach in one makom, you can't change it to another makom. But the chiddush over here is the achilas Pesach is only misha techshach. All right, let's take next piece. All right, so now the Gemara goes into the next piece. Sort of is explaining the first half of this of the first Tanur Rabban. Right. Good. Tanya idach. Okay, so you might think if you ate a kezayis nami ba'od yom that you would be chayev, right? You might think you would be chayev, and it's actually a kal v'chomer. If when there's a mitzvah to eat it tzli, you can't eat it no. When there is no mitzvah to eat it tzli, you should certainly be over for eating it no. There should certainly be an isser of eating it no. Rashi, b'sho she'eno b'kum echot tzli. So when there is no heter tzli at all, if when there is a heter tzli, or even Rashi's mixing the heter tzli and the kum echol tzli, right? When there is a kum echol tzli balayla, right? Interesting Rashi, isn't that interesting Rashi? When there's a kum echol tzli balayla, that's when you have an iser of no, right? And when there is no kum echol tzli, namely in the day, then there should certainly be an iser of no. And Rashi explains, what's the kum echol tzli have to do with it? Because if there's no heter of tzli, then there certainly is no, if when there is, he turns it into a question of heter more. If when there's a heter of tzli at night, there's an iser of no. So when there's an iser tzli, when there's no heter at all, when there's no heter tzli, in the day, it should certainly be usher, binah. Yep. That's one side. So what's that Kal v'chomer?
What is the heter tzli? What does that mean?
What does that mean? Just practically? You don't mean practically, I imagine. I mean, it means practically. It means to say that there's there's an isser to eat it tzli mi bojom.
So the heter tzli is that once we get to nighttime, you can eat.
That's right.
And that's different from kum echol tzli.
Kum echol tzli literally would mean a mitzvah.
The general mitzvah of eating the karma.
Right.
In its tzli form.
See, Rashi doesn't want to say the kal v'chomer is if when there's a mitzvah to eat it tzli, there's an isser to eat it nah. When there's no mitzvah to eat it tzli, there should certainly be an isser to eat it nah. That Rashi does not want to say. He's saying that's not the kal v'chomer. The kal v'chomer is when you're allowed to eat it tzli, there's an isser to eat it nah. When you're not allowed to eat it tzli, there should certainly be an isser nah. What's the difference between the kum echol tzli of mitzvah and the way Rashi is explaining it as heter? There's a slight difference in focus. What are we focused on if I say, when there's a mitzvah to do it, then there's an isser, and when there's no mitzvah to do it, then there's certainly should be an isser. What's the focus on in that way of looking at it? As opposed to, if I say, when there is a heter, there's an isser, when there's no heter, there certainly is an isser. Who's the main focus in each case? What's the focus in each case? The focal point is slightly shifted in each case. Yeah?
The second case, though, I think it's saying it's independent. It's dependent. The issue of na, the law, is based on the slave.
Okay.
But that's not the case for the first one.
Okay. But who am I talking about in each case is what I want to know. Who am I talking about in each case? In the first, if I would say, b'shosh yesh bo kum echol tzli, that there's a mitzvah, who am I talking about? The mitzvah, I'm talking about the gavra. Right? But Rashi doesn't want to learn that way. Rashi's focus slightly shifts the focus to heter. What is heter talking about? No. The heftza of the carbon. Right? Yeah, right? As Rashi saying, the kal v'chomer is really in terms of the heftza of the korban. Not in terms of the mitzvah hagavro. Because what kind of a kal v'chomer is that? If when there's a mitzvah to do something, there's an issue to do something else. So when there's no mitzvah to do it, there certainly is an issue to do something else. Why? What kind of a kal v'chomer is that?
Isn't it a heter achila? Isn't that still on the Gavra's Maisa?
So in other words, no, heter means that the korban is not violated by achilas tzli. Now, is heter, the problem is like this. When I have a kal v'chomer, don't I have to be in one inyan? Right? Don't I have to be weighing, so to speak, one thing? Right? In other words, when I take a kal v'chomer, so I say like this. If this rock, which weighs 100 pounds, could break this table, then certainly a 200-pound rock will break the table. Right? Kal v'chomer. So what is the kal v'chomer in? Where am I getting the kal v'chomer? It's a measure of one thing, which is the strength of the table. Right? There has to be something that is being probed by this kal v'chomer. And I'm saying, if something has a certain effect, then something greater in that same realm should certainly have that effect. right? But in terms of just mitzvos, it's very hard to do that. There are hundreds of mitzvos. So where's the connection between all these mitzvos that I'm picking? Right?
So we're just trying to understand the logic of the
Kal v'chomer. So if I look, though, in terms of the heftza of the korban, and I say there's a certain zman when one type of an achila does not violate the korban, and noah does, so then when there's no heter for eating the korban, certainly noah. In other words, in the context of a limited heter, achilas korban, noah exists. So what does that show you? That even when the heftza is considered as a food, the Isser No exists. Meaning to say, the Isser No is an Isser even when the object has a certain heter achila in another sense. So when it has no heter of achila, the Isser No should certainly exist. Meaning to say that No is an absolute Isser. You have to remember, Kal v'chomers are not necessarily, is a little bit more than just logical. It's a certain method, a certain methodology, a certain method of drasha. It's not as simple as what I told you. If the rock is because it's one of the it's a method, because we don't really know what the underlying things are necessarily. It's not as simple as the rock and the table. Halachas are more complex.
You mean like
if when. But that's what I'm saying. That's why Rashi is shifting to the heftza. He's saying, if when there's no heter achila in the heft, if when there is a heter of tzli, there's an isser of no. So now, in other words, in terms of isure achila, when is the korban more subject? When is the korban express greater isser achila? Mi bojom or balayla? Balayla. I mean, bibojom, right? When does it express greater? When is it chomor in terms of isser achila? When is the korban as an isser achila more chomor, bayom or balayla? So bayom is the more chomor expression of isser achila in the korban, right? So if I can show you that there's a lav of achila, when the heftza is more kal gabi isra achila, then certainly that isra achila should exist when the heftza is more chomor in terms of isra achila. Because if no is an isra of achilas kodshin, an isra of achilas karbon, and there's a certain time where the heftza is more chomor lagabi isuri achila, and a certain time where it's more kal lagabi isur achila. So if I can show you that an isur of achila applies in a more kal zman of isur achila, it should certainly apply in a more chomer zman of isur achila. So balayla, when there's a heter of tzli, so there's a somewhat of a heter of achila in the carbon, and even then there's an isur of achilas no. Then in the daytime where there isn't any expression of heter achila, certainly the isra achila of noah should be expressed, because it stems from it exists as an isra achila of this zevach. And when is it more chomor in terms of isra achila? In the daytime, because it doesn't have any heter achila, so it should certainly exist when it's more off limits of as an ochel. That's the logic of the Kal v'chomer. Because, in other words, in this analysis, all Tzli is doing is it's mitigating the shame of Isser Achila in the carbon. Okay, so he's saying, and it's assuming Na is an Isser Balayla. So if I assume Na is an Isser Balayla, right, and Tzli shows me that the Isser Achila is mitigated, so in a mitigated form of Isser Achila, Na exists, then in the full-blown form of Isser Achila, Na should certainly exist. That's the logic of the Kal Vachomer. In other words, putting it into the positive framework, you'd say that this Kal Vachomer is showing you that even when it's edible in some way, there's an Isser Achilas Na. So certainly, the Isser Achilas Na is an absolute achila. Even when the Cheftza has some heter, it never gets a heter of Na. But it's working backwards. Okay, let's take the next side.
Oh, low.
Oh, low. So this is very strange, right? This is assuming that there is no Isra Achila at night. In other words, the Kal Vachom, what's the difference between the two sides? The two sides, it's a very strange Gemara.
During the day?
It's only in the... In other words...
The second side?
The second side. Right? The second side is very strange. It's very strange. Because, in other words... The first side was assuming that the pshat of the pasuk is talking about night, right? That was the assumption of the first side. That what knows what are the givens? So the first side is saying the given is nighttime, right? And now I'll prove to you from a Kal Vachomer that even the daytime. But the Olo is telling you maybe there is no given, right? Maybe we just have to. The Olo is telling you that what? That I'll show you that it would even make sense to learn the plant to learn the pshat and the pasuk that is only usher by the daytime. How? That when, or maybe no, maybe I'll say differently. That when it is in the kum echol tzli. Well, I'm sorry, when it's not Bikum Echol Tzli, meaning no Heter Tzli, then is when, that is exactly when there's an Isser of Na. But at night, when there is a Kum Echol Tzli, there is no Isser of Na. Okay? Meaning, what the point of this Yochol, the point of the Tanya Idach is saying that at least, based on any logic, based on logic, the daytime should definitely be usher. Either a Kal Vachomer, even if you're going to tell me the pasuk is really talking about the nighttime, I'll say based on the Kal Vachomer, the daytime should be usher. And if you're not going to tell me the pasuk is talking about the nighttime, then I would say, based on some Masara, then I would say it makes most sense to say the pasuk is in fact talking about the daytime. Okay? But on all accounts, the daytime should be an Isser of Na. Now, what's the logic to say the Pasuk is Dafka talking about the daytime? Go ahead, V'al Tisma. And don't be surprised by this.
Tisma, Sherry, Hutter Mikol, Etzel Tzli.
Yeah. Let's see, Rashi. Olo.
Olo Namar Ken Ella B'inyan Acher.
Right, now this Olo is not rejecting the conclusion of the first side. It's not like a chakira. Is it usher in the daytime? Yes or Olo? He's saying it's usher in the daytime. It should definitely be usher in the daytime, either based on the Kal Vachomer or from a different way of learning. Right, the Olo is an inyan acher of the same conclusion that it's usher in the daytime. It's not an Olo that it's not usher in the daytime. It's a strange Olo, but that's what the Olo is over here. So why would I say it's not usher in? Why would I say it's usher in the daytime, a different way? So when the Torah says, "Eat the basar b'layla zeh," right? V'achlus ha'basar b'layla zeh tzli'eish. Al matzah sumarom yochluhu, right? The first pasuk Rashi is referring to. Then there is no iser of na. And don't be surprised by this. That is a very, very strange statement. That has to bother you when you read that. Right? Because it's like on its head. It's like inverted. He's saying, well, how do you say the nighttime is hutar michlal isra'se? Why was the daytime usr? Only because the nighttime is the mitzvah. So what are you going to say? At nighttime, what happens? It leaves its iser asay of the daytime? No, that's when the mitzvah is. The only iser in the daytime was because of the mitzvah in the nighttime. It's not like at the nighttime, that's when the iser asay of the... it's not like in the nighttime, that's when the iser asay of the daytime falls off.
It's kind of second.
It's kind of... It's backwards. You say, no, the mitzvah is really at nighttime. That causes an iser in the daytime. You don't say, and then when you get to the nighttime, now you have a heter of the iser of the daytime. What do you mean a heter of the iser of the daytime? The whole iser of the daytime only came because there was a mitzvah of the nighttime.
Right? Weird way of saying it, but why did he do it?
That's what we have to try to figure out. Go ahead.
The name of Nami. Nehi de lo hutter hathila itzel na mi lo l'chai v'leya im achlo.
The reason why he's saying that is because he's trying to say that something is occurring in terms of the isra achila in the carbon. Right? That's what he's trying to say. Because that's the altisma. The altisma is telling you that it's hutor michlalo. I mean, he's forced to say something like this because the Gemara is expressing something, some concept like that. The Gemara is saying, don't be surprised that there's an iser achila in the daytime of Noah that falls off at night. Why? Because at night, something occurs by tzli too. The iser of tzli also falls off. So when the iser of tzli falls off, it's reasonable to assume that the iser of Noah is going to fall off. But the only thing is, it's a strange characterization to say the iser of tzli falls off at night. It's not that the iser, it's that the iser of the day was generated because of the mitzvah of the night. Right? But the problem is, because there's no, like we were saying before, in terms of mitzvos, what's the logic in terms of a mitzvah? Just because there's a mitzvah here, why does that say that an iser is going to fall off? As the whole logic of this Gemara is in terms of the cheftza of the carbon. The only way the whole logic is in terms of the cheftza of the carbon and the dinim in the cheftza of the carbon. Okay. It wouldn't make sense just in terms of chiyuvei hagavra. But in truth, it really does make sense to express it this way. Why? Why does it make sense to express it this way? See, if it was just a maisa mitzvah, let's say there's a let's take sukkah for instance, right? This is getting a little bit towards the bitul asay question, towards the iser asay question. But let's say by sukkah, right? So what's the mitzvah on sukkah? Let's say forget about the first night. So there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah teishu came to do, right? Rav Kook has a beautiful vart on that. So what do you say? So what does that mean? It means if you want to eat a meal, so you have to eat it in the sukkah, right? Now what does that cause? That has an effect. What effect does that have? That there's an isser to eat it outside of the sukkah. Correct? That's what we call a lav abo mechlal asay. We'll return to this topic. Now, would it make sense to say, why do I eat in the sukkah? To get out of the isser of eating it outside of the sukkah? Right?
Very pessimistic guy.
That wouldn't make any sense. Right?
The pasuk that teaches us about not kind of using sounds like that logic.
Okay. But that's in the framework of mitzvah alone. If it was just in the framework of mitzvah alone, it wouldn't make sense to say that I am eating, that eating in the sukkah, I'm avoiding the isser of eating outside of the sukkah. Because the whole isser of eating out of the sukkah comes because of the mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. So just say I'm doing the mitzvah. You don't say I'm avoiding the isser that the mitzvah creates parenthetically. Right? Okay. But we have to realize, we have to remember what we're dealing with over here. We're dealing with a carbon. Right? We're dealing with carbon. We're dealing with carbon. And naturally speaking, on its own terms, the heter achila really should exist right after the zrikas adam. Or the hektar emura. Right? In the normal scope, in the normal process of kudshim, you makriv the carbon, and at the end of the avoda, that is when the basar is mutter to the bailam. Right? And the carbon pesach is a carbon. So it comes out that this mitzvah of achilas tzli balayla, right, really is changing something in the cheftz of the carbon itself. It really is. It is creating an iser achila that is, it really is imposing something against the norm of kudshim. Meaning to say, it is creating an effect in another heft, in the hefts of the carbon itself. It really is making a new type of a carbon. It's making a carbon that has no heter achila bayom. That is a different kind of an entity from the norm in kudshim. You understand? It's really not just, it's really more, it's more than just an iser from, now is this true, it all starts from the mitzvah of achila asli balayla, but it becomes now that as a cheftza, this carbon as a cheftza, it has no heter achila. It's more than just not eating, not fulfilling the mitzvah of tzli balayla. It really becomes part of the identity of the carbon itself. In other words, let's put it this way: when by my case of sukkah, there's no other cheftza that we're dealing with. There's either the mitzvah, either mekayim the mitzvah, or you're doing a maisa that's an iser because of the mitzvah. But over here, the mitzvah of achilas tzli balayla has an effect of defining this carbon as a carbon that has no heter achila bayom. It's, let's put it this way. Maybe it's easier to think about it this way. The mitzvah of achilas tzli balayla, according to this Gemara, is really suspending in the carbon the din achila. You understand? When the Torah says, eat it balayla, since it's a cheftza of carbon, it really is creating in the carbon, it's taking the heter achila that would normally exist in the carbon and is suspending it, it is removing it. In other words, in total, it's not just, it's not like sukkah. It's not just simply a mitzvah balayla is creating an israseh. The whole package is different. This carbon is a different kind of a carbon. The Torah says, bring this carbon, but it has no heter achila until the nighttime. That's what the result of the mitzvah is. The mitzvah, part of the guf of the mitzvah, is altering the heter achila that normally exists in the heftz of kachim. And it's saying, this carbon, its achila is removed. You understand? It actually requires some hafka of the achila of the carbon. So now he's saying like this, that what's the logic of this side? See, that's what it means. Deha afilu tzli haya osar lechol bayom, kidichsiv v'ochlu es abosar balayla hazeh v'lo bayom. See, when the Torah says, eat this basar balayla hazeh, what it's doing is it's taking a cheftza of kachim that would normally have a heter achila right now, and it's removing the heter achila from right now. In other words, am I making that clear? Because I feel like I'm not getting the point across completely. Let's put it this way. The mitzvah of sukkah, for instance, doesn't exist anywhere aside for sukkahs. It has no, the cheftza of sukkah is a non-entity aside for sukkahs, right? But, so everything is just from the mitzvah itself, okay? But the mitzvah of achilas Pesach is already based on an institution of kachim that exists beforehand. And it's telling you, this mitzvah is going to take a carbon and it's going to alter its natural character. Normally a carbon, the Moser Pesach is considered a shlamim. If you have a carbon Pesach that you didn't bring as a carbon Pesach, you bring in the shlamim. So it has a kedusha of a regular carbon. Okay? So the mitzvah is, when the mitzvah says, eat the Pesach at night, okay, this is the key point I'm trying to get across. When it says, eat the Pesach at night, it is not, that statement alone is a statement of Isser. That statement primarily contains a statement of Isser. Not by deduction. Exactly. Because it's excluding what would have been normal. Okay? It's excluding what would have been normal. So it's saying, don't eat this Pesach like you think you would normally eat a carbon. Eat it at night. Okay? The mitzvah at night is excluding what would be the norm of the cheftza. So by saying eat it, when it says eat it by yom, eat it by laila, that is creating in this cheftza an iser of yom. Okay, that's what he's saying. He's saying deha afilu tzli haya aser lecho bayom. How do you know it's aser to eat tzli bayom? Kidichsiv ve'achlu es habasar balayla hazeh velo bayom. It has to be velo bayom, because bayom is what you would normally do in a carbon. This carbon is dafka balayla and not bayom. Okay. Ukishechashecha huter michlal iser asay ditzli. But now what happens at nighttime? At nighttime, this carbon comes into its shem achila. Right? Now, that's exactly what happens in this carbon. This carbon is a different kind of a carbon. It starts out after the hakrava with an iser achila. And then balayla, it becomes mutter b'achila. So now the Gemara is saying, if I told you there is an iser achila of noah, when would it make most sense to apply it? That's what the Gemara wants to know. if I, what the Brisa was saying, if I would tell you there is an achilas, there is an iser achilas no that you're lokal of, when would it make most sense to exist? During the time that the cheftza is not, during the time when the cheftza is definitively aser ba'achila. If I had to choose one of the two times, it would make most sense to apply it to the zman where the cheftza itself is mufka from achila. And then it's telling you like this, in the daytime when the cheftza has no heter achila, this Maisa Achila you're loke on. Meaning this Maisa Achila is a form of the general Isra Achila that exists in the Cheft, so that you're going to get Malkus on. All of it is Asr, and there's one form that you're going to get Malkus on. Meaning say, if you look at Noah as a particular of the general Isra Achila b'cheftza, then it should definitely be Bayom. At nighttime, there is no general Isra Achila in the Cheftza. So the Isra Na falls off. In other words, Na is a species of the general Isra Achila b'cheftza. But that doesn't exist. But at nighttime, there's no general Isra Achila. It's true, I'm not going to be Yotze the mitzvah of Achilas Tzli, but there's no, the Cheftza is not a Cheftza of Isra Achila. So Bayom is telling you this, when the Cheftza is an Isra Achila, this Maisa you're looking on. This particular Maisa of Achila on the Cheftza that's in general Asr Achila is Malkus. Those two things combined for Malkus. Balayla, the Cheftza is not an Isra Achila. Okay, there's a mitzvah say to eat it in a specific way. If I don't eat it in that way, I'm going to be over. Just like we hold, if you eat it balayla chamei teveria, you're not. It's not a malchus. It's not. That's not considered mavushal, but you're not yotzei tzli. So at nighttime, the cheftza is mutar ba'achila. And there's a mitzvah say of how to eat it. Everything else would just be an iser of. Everything else would just be a bittel of that asay. But in the daytime, an Isra Achila requires a Cheftza of Isra Achila. A Maisa Achila, the Isra Maisa Achila per se is only when the Cheftza is per se an Isra Achila. Okay, so that's the two ways the Gemara is saying that under both of these analyses, I would conclude that Bayom is Asr Achila. Either assuming the Pasuk is referring to the Laila and then I have a Kal V'chomer, or saying if I have to choose day or night, I would definitely choose day. Say if the mitzvah, right, now in terms of the Gavra, it would be the opposite way, right? Well, that's how it comes out in the end though. So let's leave that, right? Okay, so anyway, so what does the Gemara say? Kamash Malon, what? Good. Matam alomar kiyim tzliyesh. Why does it have to say kiyim tzliyesh? It already has the assay of tzliyesh umatzos, right? Achlu b'alel is that tzliyesh umatzos umarom right? Matzos umarom yachlu. Is balayla. That's when you have the isur of eating it no. And when there is no kum echol tzli, then there is no isur of no.
Isn't it opposite?
Did I get it wrong?
There is, when there isn't, there
isn't. What did I say? I said the opposite?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. When there is a mitzvah of tzli, then there is an isur of no. And when there is no mitzvah of tzli, then there is no mitzvah. So what is the kamash malon? So what is the kamash malon? So what does this mean? What does it mean halachically speaking? What happened to all the good logic we had before? What is kiyim tzliyesh? Somehow is a riboy. So the riboy is telling you what? That this iser, this is only usher when there's a mitzvah of tzli. Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Alright, so Pasha should say like this, that the Gemara is saying that the Havamina was looking at the Isser. It depends on where the Isser of Na stems from. Okay. What is the nature of the Isser Na? The Havamina was learning it in terms of an Isser Cheftza of the carbon, saying, if I know that Achilas No, if the Torah tells me there's an Achila, which is an Isser in the Kudshim, okay, so then I have to look at when would it apply. So I would look at, it would definitely apply at least when the Cheftza of Kudshim is not Roy for Achila, or doesn't have a Heter Achila. If I tell you there's an Isser Achila that stems from Kudshim, okay, normally you can eat the Kudshim any way you want. But this Karban, the Achilas No, is a violation of its Kedusha. There's a certain Kedusha HaKarban, and eating it No or Mevushal is a violation of its Kedusha. Okay, let's say something along those lines. So then I would say, well, when is it most appropriate to have that Isser? So I would say it's when Achila itself is a violation of Kedusha, then the Torah is telling me all Achila is wrong, but this one is a full-blown expression of the Isser. Well, let's put it this way, without trying to put in reasoning, tamim so much, but saying like this, if the Torah is giving me an Isser of Achila that stems from the shame of the Korban Pesach. That's what we were saying at the other time, right? It stems from the shame of the Korban Pesach. So then, when would it make sense to say that an Achila, Isser Achila of the Korban Pesach exists? I'd have to look for when there's a general Isser Achila in the Korban. So I'd say, okay, if the Torah is teaching me Hilchos Isurei Achilas Korban Pesach, then it makes the most sense to assume that they're existing in the Zman when the Korban essentially has Isser Achila in it. Right? When's the most reasonable assumption to say that a detail of Isser Achilas Pesach exists? When the general Isser Achilas Pesach exists. So when the general Isser Achilas Pesach is Bayom, because there's no heter at all, so essentially all Achila has been removed from this Karban, from the Mitzvah of Tzli, the heter Achila that normally would exist is removed from the Pesach. So when the Torah tells you, and here's a specific Isser Achila, I would assume it would have to at least be when there's the general character of Isser Achila in the Cheftza. But that's because it's coming from the Cheftza. Okay? A particular Isser of Achilas Pesach should be when there's a general Isser of Achilas Pesach. But according to the Kamash Malon, it's telling you that the Isser of Achilas No is really an Isser, a Maisa Isser on the Gavra. The Cheftza itself, let's put it this way. Where does the Isser of Achilas No stem from? It stems from the Gavra's Chiyuv towards the Pesach. And in that sense, it stems from the Mitzvah Achilas Pesach. And in that sense, when does it apply? Only together with the Mitzvah. In other words, let's put it this way. The Isser of No is, so to speak, a counterpart of the Mitzvah of Tzli. Right? It's like a Lav and an Aseh in one Inyan. So if there's a lav and an asay in one inyan, when will the lav apply? Only when the asay applies. You understand? That's the kamash malan. Don't look at the iser of Noah stemming from the realm of kudshim, of achilas kudshim, which exists without the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. Even without the mitzvah of tzliyesh, there's an inyan of achilas kudshim. So if you're going to tell me that this iser of Noah is really a part of the inyan of achilas kudshim in general, so I would say, well, when the cheftza is defined as an iser, as a carbon that has an iser achila, that's the parsha of achilas noh. But if I tell you no, in terms of iser achilas kachim, if I tell you no, the mitzvah of the iser of achilas noh is really a counterpart of the mitzvah of tzli, so then it has to exist with the mitzvah of tzli. What I'm trying to say is like this. The noah will exist where its source, depending on its source, it will exist where it's most naturally where it's most naturally found. So if the source of the iser noah is the shame of the cheftz of the carbon, so then it should exist immediately with the shame, with the cheftz of the carbon in the daytime. But if the iser of noah is an iser maisa on the gavra, don't do this maisa of achilas noah as opposed to the maisa hamitzvah of tzli, then it exists with the maisa mitzvah of tzli. And why not in the daytime? Because there's no maisa of tzli for the, there's no maisa, that was what we were saying before. If it's part of the mitzvah sagavra, then it has to be when there is a mitzvah sagavra. If it's part of the iser achilas kudshim, then it would have to be when there's essentially iser achilas kudshim. But the problem, the difficulty here is that the Pesach is a duality, because it's a mitzvah that has to be premised on, that's predicated on a cheftza of kachim. So it has elements of kachim, and it has elements of cheftza, kachim, has elements of gavra, maisa mitzvah. So would it make sense to say that there's an iser to eat in the sukkah, out of the sukkah on Erev Yom Tov? Because the whole iser is to be avoiding the mitzvah of sukkah. So it has to be when there's a mitzvah of sukkah. So too, it wouldn't make sense to say if the iser achilas noah is like an obliteration of the achilas tzli, it can't be before there's a mitzvah of tzli.
So the achilas tzli bayom would still be in iser and chetza?
An achilas tzli bayom would still be an iser in the cheftz of the kachim? Okay, that's a good question. I have to think about that. Now, this whole way of looking at the Isser Bayom in the Havamina is it different than in the Maskana?
Doesn't seem like it's dependent. We're just saying that it's just the way you view the Isser, not how that's based on this. This is the different problem altogether.
All right, so let's just do the next question, and then we'll try to come back to it. So the next question is like this. This is a bizarre piece of Gemara. Rebbe says, we'll just do it the outside, basically. Rebbe says that what? I might think that if I cooked it in the daytime and ate it at the nighttime, I would also not be over the Isser of Mavushal. Talmud Lomar is a riboy, uvashal mavushal. Uvashal mavushal. Okay? But what kind of a havamin is that? What kind of a havamin is that? That I would dafka be over the isser of... Now remember, there's no isser of cooking. Nobody's over, no one gets malchus for cooking the Karban Pesach, for being mavashal the Karban Pesach. There's no isser Malchus on the Bishul, the Isser is on the Achila. So why would I think it matters when I made it a Mevushal? Why would I think it, that if I made it a Mevushal in the daytime, I won't be over if I eat it at night? I'll only be over at night if I cooked it at nighttime. What's the difference in terms of the shame of Vushal? Am I eating it's no less or more of a Vushal whether I cook it in the day or in the night? Right? So Rashi's trying to work this out. He says, Ein li sheyeschayev al achilas bosar ela imkein bishlu mishechashecha shehu ikar zmano. What's really strange about this Gemara is that Rebbe is saying, like, this is like the plain shot. This is like what I would think. But what does he mean? That I might think, when am I chayav on achilas basar, that's mevushal? Only if it was cooked in the day, in the nighttime, because the nighttime is its ikerzman. Now, what does that mean? It's what does it mean? It is its ikerzman. What does that mean? It is the carbon, but what does it mean, the ikerzman? What do you mean, ikerzman? Why does he say that's the zman achila? In terms of the mitzvah achila, it's not the ikerzman, it's the only zman, right? So what is it? He can't mean that. So what does he mean, it's ikerzman?
So what does that have to do with cooking?
Huh?
So what does that have to do with cooking?
And what does that have to do with cooking? So the Marsha says very well, he says, he has two problems. He says, first of all, what are you going to tell me, according to Rebbe, that you can't make it a mevushal bayom, but you can make it a nitzle bayom? There's no halacha that Rebbe doesn't say you have to do the tzli at nighttime. So you see, if I did tzli in the daytime, it would have the shame tzli. So why wouldn't it have, so the shame tzli doesn't have to be in the quote-unquote ikerzman, so why can't the shame bishul be in the daytime? If you'll tell me I can't do tzli in the daytime, then okay, I'll say that you can't have bishul at night in the daytime. But you can have tzli in the daytime, so why should tzli and bishul be different? Secondly, he says there's no riboy of no. There's only uvoshal mevushal. So according to Rashi, lemaskana, if a guy did no mibod yom, he shouldn't be chayiv at night. Where do you see that? Who says that? Right? That's why he wants to say that Rebbe is really, he says if it wasn't for Rashi, he would learn Rebbe just basically as a repetition of the last Gemara. That he means eating it in the day.
But he just says,
what's that?
He just says if you cook it, right?
Yeah, he wants to say it means cooking just means eating. I mean, he said that's what he would say. Apparently that the Mechilta is more like that. But the question is, Al Pisvara, how do you understand this? What kind of a Havamin is it, a Rebbe, that you'd have to dafka, the Isser is eating it as a mevushal. Why would it have to be that you are mevashal it at the nighttime, which Rashi calls the ikerzman, which is a vague term? All right, let's think about that a little bit, and then we'll finish up the, till the two dots on we don't need to go to two dots. Yeah, you go to the two dots, and we'll just define the difference between a bittul asay and an isra asay is.